Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Kick off your slippers. Don't go to bed. The party is just starting.
You can sleep when you're dead. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. The Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10. Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle, you listen on DAB. Download the app. Or, of course, go to talkradio.co.uk. Podcast. Don't forget, plenty of podcasts, including the Jeff Goldblum interview that we did. You can get the best of this show every single day. Or the guests we also put up. Acast, iTunes, your usual podcast provider. Or did a new rabbit hole go up?
Yes.
Did you tweet it?
Nope.
Why don't you tweet our stuff?
Because I put it up really late and I wanted to get away with having put it up late.
Give it a tweet and I'll retweet it. Okay. The new rabbit hole. Which one was it? Glasgow?
Yes, yeah, the last Glasgow one.
And then we're on to Brighton, aren't
we?
Okay,
yeah.
Fine. Great stuff. The last Glasgow one. It'll be filthy. It'll be rowdy. But rabbit hole is a silly little show that we do. And I also do another silly little show now with a guy called Elton McManus who got in touch with me and said, do you fancy doing a podcast about time travel movies? And I went, yeah, sure, fine, why not? So we do a podcast about time travel movies called The Flicks Capacitor. Now, this is niche. This is niche stuff, man. This is not going to get any podcast awards or thousands of listeners, but I enjoy doing it. And we've done two so far, one about the movie Triangle, one about the movie Arc. What are you nodding for?
I like Triangle.
Did you listen to the podcast?
No. I can't listen to you talking to somebody else.
I talk to loads of other people.
Yeah, don't listen.
What, even when I talk to a caller?
I mean, barely.
Oh, man. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Weak passwords. Man, this website's got so many pop-ups. Go away. Can we make pop-ups illegal? Let's go. And there's another pop-up. Weak passwords, such as admin and 1234. Do you remember Justin Dealey's password? Wasn't it 123456?
It was. It used to vary, but it always depended on how many spaces there were. He would just fill it up.
Just numbers in the order. Weak passwords such as admin and 1234 will be banned in California from 2020 as part of a crackdown on idiots. No, on cyber attacks. A new law has been passed that requires manufacturers to give each gadget first two sentences kind of contradict each other. Weak passwords, such as admin and 1234, will be banned in California from 2020 as part of a crackdown on cyber attacks. A new law has been passed that requires manufacturers to give each gadget a unique, complex password and reasonable security features. So when it comes, it has a complex password.
Mm-hmm.
This also means making sure that the users have to generate their own password when they use the gadget for the first time. The bill means, here we go, that customers who have their gadgets hacked could sue a company if it did not abide by these new changes. But that doesn't mean that you can't, when you get the password, you get the phone and the password is lowercase d, uppercase a, hash,
things you're never going to remember.
Yeah. And you change it to password 1234.
Mm-hmm.
That's not. It doesn't mean it's illegal then to change it to password 1234. It means you've changed it, and that's the password. I tell you what, I don't use, and I used it for 3 days when it first came out, and I went, "This is rubbish." The fingerprint recognition. Mm. Who uses that?
I do.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
What for?
What, to get in and out of my phone?
Okay. Well, why?
Because I can. Why wouldn't you?
Because why would you? Well, they don't answer a question with the.
Well, it's just like putting a password in.
Okay, well, it's not though. It's not. It's completely different, and it's a lot less safer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of course it is.
Why is it a lot less safer?
Well, there are so many instances, and maybe some of the dear listeners have done this, of partners suspecting that their partners are cheating. So when they're asleep, this is true. When they're asleep,
no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They get the finger, and they put it on the fingerprint pad. Yeah. And they log into their phone. Gosh. Loads of stories of that happening. You are not safe by doing...
I am. I charge it downstairs, so I'd have to be Mr. Bloody Tickle.
Plastic Man. but, you know, people, a lot of partners do that. With that, they swipe their fingers. That's insane. And also, I could hack off your fingers.
Well, yeah. Seems a bit extreme, though, just to have a look at some pictures of my kids.
Well... I like your kids. They're nice kids. They're cute kids.
I like cuter
than
fingers.
You. But you could have like all right. Supposing like a burglar comes to your house, right?
Okay.
Give me the.
Unlikely that they come when you're in, but statistically.
No, it happens.
Yeah, very
give
rarely.
Give me the effing money.
Wow, they're armed. Sorry? Are they armed?
I didn't say they're armed.
Well, they're very brave to come in talking to me like that in my house.
Money.
I know where the knives are.
They're burglars. All right, they're armed.
Okay.
Right. So an armed man. Come, give me the effing money.
Right.
He's not swearing because you've got your kids there. He's being polite, but he's saying effing because he wants you to know he means business. Your kids are there, they're terrified.
Uh-huh.
Give him the money, mummy. What does effing mean? Tell you later if it's a swear word. Oh, tell us.
No, sadly, no. I think they know.
Give us the effing money. What are you going to say? Pointing a gun at you.
I'll say, well, you can have a look at my purse, but I never have any money in there because of these two.
Boom! I've shot one of the kids.
Right. Then I kill them.
Yeah, well, you kill the kids.
No, I kill the burglars.
Boom, I shot you in the knees.
Okay, well, I'm still killing them.
But I shot you in the knees, you can't even
move. I'm still killing them, I can.
All right,
I'm working on adrenaline alone.
It turns out the first bullet actually was a blank, so your kid is still alive.
I'm still outraged, I'll kill them.
Right, okay. Okay.
It's a massacre.
I've shot that guy that was firing the gun.
Why are you there?
Because I'm one of the burglars, but I've got a mask on, so you don't know.
Why would you be burgling me? You know I've got nothing.
Okay. Okay, well,
this scenario is getting out of hand.
It's very dark, but I've shot that guy for pretending to kill your kid, and I don't want you to kill anyone.
I'm going to start snapping necks, I'm afraid.
He's right. Now you're being an idiot. Right. Okay. Give me the phone. Give me your phone.
What for?
I want your phone. Give me your phone.
Why?
Just give me the phone.
No, sorry.
B1TCH.
Right. That's just rude.
Right, now you're going to kill him again. What have I got to do to stop you killing burglars?
You can't.
What I'm saying is, if someone broke into your house,
what do you want me phone for?
Right, you're a dick. Oh, I can't even do. Can't even do a little
They're
bit.
They're not going to break into my house to steal a three-year-old
please,
phone.
Please, someone call in. Even like one of the idiots call in, because I get more sense from you than I get from her.
I'm just not playing with your crazy scenario.
She's just not helping me.
All right, go again.
Here's the thing. The first rule of improvisation is you don't block.
All right. And the second rule is don't pretend to threaten my children.
You're blocking me by saying I'm going to come and snap your neck.
All right, then. Okay.
Right. So don't...
No, I'm getting involved. That's what I would do. Yes, I would snap your neck. Yes, and I would snap your neck. Is that how you do it?
How would you snap a neck? Right, so suddenly now you're behind me holding my head in
both
hands.
Oh, yeah. I'm fast, especially when enraged.
Right, okay.
I'd definitely do it.
Give me your phone.
Why? Yes, and what?
I've got a gun pointing at you. You would.
They're just two fingers in her.
You would cack your pants.
Oh, you don't know.
I know you. You cack your pants when you're coming down from the chocolate machine and I'm hiding and jump out and go boo.
Yeah, you're really lucky I've not snapped your neck.
You've not even come close. You've gone quite white. You've taken a step back. Hand has gone on chest. You've done that. And then I've noticed.
I didn't drop me Yorkie though, did I?
I have noticed. Is that a euphemism? I've noticed. I go back to that point after you've gone, and there's a little bit of moisture.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is. Little bit of moisture. That was fun. There's a little bit of role play there.
And scene.
Okay, so you changed the thing. Manufacturers often use a single password because it's easier for them. However, lots of consumers don't bother to change this password. I always change the password. I've only got one password. Variations thereof.
I've got about three interchangeables.
Okay, what are they?
Ian Lee is a div.
Hello, Andy.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I don't know why the phone calls have dropped off.
You've got some idiots calling, so I thought, here I am.
Thank you very much, my friend. Have you got anything for us? I'm all right. I'm tired, man. I'm tired. I'm looking forward. I've got the kids coming this weekend, and I am looking forward to it.
It's the Stephen King film? You're showing that to them?
Yeah. What? No, don't be so ridiculous.
It's...
Although my youngest, he's talking to you now.
Oh yeah.
You weren't. Kath wasn't even. Kath didn't even have her headphones
on. Because
I'm
writing to Beverly Craven.
I've tweeted her.
Don't tweet her.
She doesn't run her own Twitter.
There's an official channel.
Okay, fine. Well,
I've emailed her. Okay. I've emailed her agent.
I've got a blue tick.
What they ask you to
I've got a blue tick. I was in the jungle, so I've tweeted her.
All right. Let's see who wins.
Okay. He who dares, Marlene. He who dares. Yes, Andy.
So listen, I've been eating my poo all day and I haven't lost any weight.
Uh-oh.
What am I doing wrong?
I think, well, you have to wait until next week when we get the producer of that New Zealand documentary series where overweight kids eat poo to lose weight. He's coming on next week at some point. So my suggestion is, Andy, and this is a serious suggestion, actually, keep on eating your poo. I think it actually has to be someone else's poo. So if you can source another person's fecal matter, I think
can
that
you
might...
Ask Sam, if you can send it me?
Sam will send you some poo, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Oh, is that okay?
Yeah, no, that's great. If you can send it to the usual address...
Okay.
He knows where I live.
Yep.
I won't tell you how, but, you know,
all right.
Tell him he left his jelly and handcuffs here.
Thank you very much, indeed. We'll send it to Coprophiles United. Is that the right word? Coprophile?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it might be. We'll take Vicky after the news. Now the calls come. Of course, come. I do wonder, are people not calling in because they don't listen to the show? Are people not calling in because we're not putting out questions? Or are people not calling in because they enjoy the badinage between vous et moi?
Hmm.
I do wonder.
Well, I'm glad you wonder.
What does that mean?
Well, it just shows a curiosity that's healthy in a man of your age.
Well done. Thank you very much indeed. 03, if you want to give us a call, come on, man. Stop being idiots. I mean, who can be bothered, really? Vicky's going to speak to us. Vicky, you're going to speak to us after the news, aren't you?
Oh, after the news.
After the news. After the news?
Hello?
Vicky, you're dealing with idiots.
I'm sorry.
I thought
you were telling me to hold.
No, yeah. You're going to speak to us after the news.
Okay, great. Enjoy the news, everyone.
Well, now let's hope no one's died or been touched up. Otherwise, we're in big trouble. Stay there, Vicky. We'll come to you in a bit. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. The show is just collapsing around us. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Thingy Bob on Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jamie East.
Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
So take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
I was frantically downloading a geocaching.
Whoa!
Shut that. I'm frantically downloading a geocaching app now, and I'm aware I'm like 5 years behind thing, and I'm aware I've probably downloaded. Okay, let's see how this works. We're gonna sign up. Email address. Okay. Username. Ian. Password. None of your business. I shouldn't have said that out loud, should I? This username is already in use. All right, Ian Lee. Okay, this username is already in use. Okay. Ian Lee 69. Thank you. We need to make sure you're an adventure-seeking human and not a robot. Check your email account. Email has just arrived. Geocaching, validate your geocaching account. This is exciting, man. So have I got this right? Have you done this with the girls?
No.
So this is where you go around and you find little boxes that are hidden and then you just leave a little note saying, I found you, and then that's it.
Yeah.
I'm worried.
Sounds very wholesome.
It does. And my eldest brought it up. Make sure you turn on location services. Allow it to use your location services. Okay, loading geocaches. Let's see if maybe there's one in the building. Jeez, there's loads. There's loads of. Have you ever done geocaching, Vicky?
Hi.
Hello.
Did you enjoy the news?
I loved it. Have
yeah,
you ever?
Great, wasn't it?
Have you ever done geocaching?
No, I haven't. But my flatmate, who's with me, has.
Can I speak to your flatmate?
Yeah, hang on.
Thanks.
So, what's all this about?
Wow. I love the sass. I'm in.
Oh, that is how I'm going to answer every phone call from now. So what's all this about? That is beautiful. What's your name, my darling?
I'm Jen.
Jem?
And I have the unfortunate...
You are truly outrageous.
...living with Vicky.
Truly, truly,
and
truly
she
outrageous.
She subjects me to many things, Ian. I'm really sorry about it.
Don't you worry. Listen, if you just cough twice if you want us to get send in the squad to come and rescue you.
What about a sneeze? Will that do?
Yeah, a sneeze will do, yeah.
I don't think I can fake a sneeze.
Okay, that's fine. In that case, you've got to stay there. So, geocaching, right?
Are we talking about geocaching?
Jeez.
All right, yeah.
You've done it, have you?
I've done it a bit. I mean, I don't want to say I'm a connoisseur of the whole thing, but I have done it. Yeah.
When was the last time you went out and cached your geo? When was the last time you did it?
Well, that sounds like a euphemism. That was at least a year ago. It's been a long time. It's been very barren since then.
Okay, because I'm thinking, because my boys, I'm like, I've got kids, they're 6 and 8, and my 8-year-old's mentioned geocaching, and I live out in the country, and maybe this is the way forward. But my worry would be, though, Jem, is that...
Pedophiles.
You open the box and you find a pedophile. No, that you'll find that someone will have left a rude note or something in there.
I mean, that's not my experience, Ian. I mean, I think the people that are into that kind of thing, they're very placid. They're the sort of people that would listen to Archers and that kind of thing. You know, the Radio 4 types.
I've gone
they're
off the Archers.
They're not the sort that's going to be leaving lewd notes. I don't think so.
Okay, there's one
You don't have anything to fear.
There's one on the North Bank that's 548 metres away. I'm tempted to go and find it now.
You should. I mean,
if I'd have done this at 10,
it won't look suspicious at all, will it? You ferreting around looking for a Tupperware box in the middle of the night? No, definitely not.
To be honest, that's a standard Friday around here.
Right, okay. I'm going geocaching. I'm going geocaching
on your own
weekend. No, with my
that's
kids, you muppet. With my kids, you muppet. You're not listening to what I'm saying.
Well, I thought you were going tonight.
No, I'm going to go on the weekend. Put Vicky back on. Put Vicky back on.
Sketchy Vicky. Sketchy
Vicky. Sketchy Vicky. Outrageous gem.
Sketchy Vicky. I think that's...
Put the phone down. Go away. I don't want to talk to you anymore. You upset me.
I'm sorry.
You upset my ears. You upset my life.
I'm sorry.
My chi. My chi is up. My feng shui is gone.
Well, Vicky wants to ask you about Jeff.
Put Vicky back on. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Don't be rude.
I'm sorry, Ian.
You're a soul sucker. You sucked my soul.
Stop
talking to me and get me the other lady.
Hello.
Is that they've got the same voice?
We are from the same place originally, sort of.
Okay, well, that doesn't mean I'm from the same place as other people. I don't sound exactly
the same. You're from the same place as Dennis Nielsen, aren't you?
Well, no. Get steady on. He's from the dark.
He's the best serial killer.
Is he? We play serial killer top trumps. No, I lived in that down that way for a bit, but I'm not from there.
So you're not Dennis Nielsen?
I'm not Dennis Nielsen, Vicky.
Oh, what a disappointment.
Okay. Have you two been smoking a little bit of the old wacky backy tonight? A little bit high on pot. Have you got some hashish there? Because you two are a little bit... You guys are a little bit loose.
I sent some goofballs.
I think there is something is going on. Maybe you made some hash brownies, the cakes with drugs in. And you got a little bit high. Am I close?
No.
Okay. Is it Voddy night? You're having a little bit of the old Voddy? Bit of Voddy? Bit of vodka?
We've been to the pub. We've had a couple of drinks. Yes.
Vodka. You're vodka ladies, aren't you?
I've been drinking brandy tonight like an old man.
There we go.
I like it.
That explains the looseness of this phone call. What would you like to talk about, Vicky?
Well, the question I was going to ask you is, you've met our two heroes, Jeff and also Tommy Wiseau. After meeting them both, who do you think would win in a fight?
Jeff who?
Goldblum.
Goldblum.
Oh, okay. Well, you've got to say, I've met a lot of Jeffs.
I mean, he's just Jeff to us now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Who
would win in a fight? Here's the thing. They're both nuts. They are both, but wonderfully nuts. I don't think you could get either of them. I don't think they'd fight. I think if you forced them to be physical, they would make love.
Mm. They're more slinkers than fighters, aren't
they?
Yeah,
I just don't think you couldn't get them to fight. I mean, and they're both very, very unique. Very, very idiot. They're both unique actors.
Tommy didn't like your remark about the guy masturbating.
Moving on now, please. Didn't like that opening gambit. We're not a fan of street masturbation, no.
No.
Well, I hope that clears things up for you, Vicky.
It does, thank you.
You two should go and drink some more.
Thanks.
Who would win in a fight?
Your film show.
Who would win in a... Oh, God. Is Gobby coming as well?
Oh, Gobby. Nope. Coming as well, yeah.
Okay, great. We'll look forward to seeing you then. Goodbye. Thanks a lot. Cut them off. I got a little bit uncomfortable.
You just stirred up a little bit of trouble.
Mm-hmm. Come to the right place. I'm all drunk. I got no place. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone. This is a new thing on my Google Mail, my Gmail. So on the phone, when I do a Google Mail, it suggests, like, you've got three responses.
I know.
So if you ever get a response from me and it's got exclamation marks, just press the button. So it'd be like, you get an email. It's intelligence, scanning your email. So you get an email saying, I'd really be up for that. If you still want me. And you'll get three suggestions and say, yeah, that's great, I'm really excited, or I'm so pleased you can make it, or actually, no, it's been cancelled now. You get those. You just click it and it sends it off. It's fine. But now there's a new thing. When I go on the old Gmail, the Google Mail, on my computer, I'm not using an app, where it will suggest the whole... You'll start typing a sentence and then it will suggest the rest of the sentence for you while you're typing.
Oh, wow.
And you hit the tab button... And it does it. So it's kind of like predictive text, but for the whole sentence, not just the word that you're typing. Now, that to me is a step too far. 0344-499-1000, by the way. That to me is a step too far.
Yeah.
That is not right.
It was bad enough, wasn't it, with the Microsoft, that paperclip that used to pop up. I see you're writing a letter.
Oh.
I'm going to just muff it up for you.
Could you do me a favour?
Go on.
Could you get my jacket from out there?
Why?
I'm going to blow your mind. Take the computer with you. I'm going to blow your mind. I am going to blow your mind. Sorry, I've just remembered something I picked up.
Oh.
That's great. Honestly.
Is it really good?
Yeah, it's, honestly, it's the best thing you're ever going to see.
Okay.
Bring me the jacket. This is great. You're going to love this. I'll take a picture of it and tweet it. You are going to love this. Take a break, then we'll come back and see what it is.
Whispering lunar incantations for cross parents, cross dressers,
did you know this about me?
And cross rail workers.
Steel and polycarbonate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got a very poor internet connection.
On Talk Radio.
I found something today on the table in front of me and I picked it up because I thought, ooh, I'm having that. Behold. The biggest paperclip you've ever seen in your life. Oh. That's quite a beauty. That's a big paperclip, isn't it? And I don't know where it came from. I was at the dinner table today at this do. It was this huge paperclip.
Oh, this means business.
Now, what I'm thinking is, combine that with my giant sellotape. I need two more big bits of stationery. I've got a travelling circus.
Has anyone got one of those great, do you remember those great big jumbo pencils you could get?
Oh, yeah.
You need one of them.
Isn't that amazing? Now, here's the thing, right? I've never been able to put this to the test, okay? My sister, if she's listening, will know where I'm going with this. My mum has always told me she's afraid of giant paperclips. Now,
no.
Yeah.
No.
She used to tell us that as a kid, she was afraid of them. Now, I've never come across a giant paperclip. I've got one. She's in a wheelchair. She ain't going nowhere. If I wave this in front of her, I'm tempted to stick it on a stick and then put it on her head. So it's like in front of her the whole time. And wherever she goes,
well,
it's there. Like the donkey sticking a carrot up a donkey's bum. It's that thing.
Well, Halloween is coming.
You dip it in vodka and you stick the carrot up the donkey's bum and it gets wasted. But here we go. Sam's done this before. Sam says, put it on a fishing rod attached to the back of her chair. She's in a wheelchair, mate, and she's got multiple sclerosis. And you think that's appropriate behaviour?
That's pretty much what you were saying, though, and you're her son.
No. Mine was going to be on a hat. He's suggesting a fishing rod. She's a human being, mate, all right? She's not a piece of meat. How dare you? That's how he treats disabled people. That's outrageous. I think we need to send him on a course. No, Mama's going to be on a stick, on a hat. A fishing rod. Outrageous. Actually, that's a brilliant idea. That's what we're going to do. She's going to be stuck with
it. Is she actually really?
That's what she said, but I've never tested this. So I'm seeing her tomorrow, taking me and the boys, taking her to see Johnny English 3. Gonna wave it.
Gosh,
in front
what's
of
gonna
her.
Be worse for her?
Gonna wave it in front of her.
I had a.
Gonna dip it in vodka and stick it up her bum.
Oh, now come on! I had a friend once whose mum was scared of buttons.
Cinderella. The whole Cinderella thing.
No.
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 Okay. Oh, we can see who that that girl was that said. So, what's all this about?
Jim.
There she is, look. And she's holding a glass of wine.
Yeah, that's the picture I had in my mind.
She looks like trouble. And there's Vicky who phoned in.
Yeah. Noted.
Noted. Absolutely noted. And those two are absolutely noted when they called him.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.